بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is Taqwa, Thursday the 2nd of Ramadan, 1394, 19 September, 1974. Allah sets out to explain obedience and why it is necessary to the faithful. He doesn't just say to obey Him. Instead, he says, obey God and obey the Apostle. If God did not say the Apostle, then the enemies of the Prophet could have said that they were obeying God in their own way as well. Therefore, there must be a definition of what obedience to God means. Those who claim they are the servants of God, while they disregard the precepts of the divine law and do not act upon it in their daily lives, are not fulfilling the conditions of being God's servants. So how can they claim that we are God's servants? That is why God says, and obey Allah and the Apostle, so that you may be granted His mercy. Now, let us turn to the latter part of this verse. What is God's mercy, rahmah? Let us compare what the Quran says about this and our own naive understanding of mercy.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We think that if we commit a sin or disobey God, or fail to perform our religious duties, if we do not avoid the places where God does not want us to go, we have only one hope. And what is that? God's mercy. We think that God will treat us mercifully, that He will be kind to us even though we have sinned. This is what we claim. And this is what most people in society imagine when we speak of God's mercy. What do we think God's mercy is for? We think it is for the duties we neglected, for the commands we disobeyed, for the sinful places we frequented, for all the times we forgot about our moral responsibility towards God. In other words, we think that there is nothing for us to do. God must be merciful to us. We think that mercy, God's divine mercy, exists to replace the things that we don't do. However, the verse of the Quran we are discussing here says exactly the opposite of this. It says that you must take action, you must obey, so that perhaps you will receive God's mercy. God's mercy is there for the times when a nation takes up their moral responsibilities. Allah shows mercy to people when they obey Him and when they do their duties. 700 million Muslims are sitting just waiting for God's mercy to come to them and allowing people to violate their dignity, trample upon their faith, and take everything they have. Are you sitting hoping for God's mercy in these circumstances?
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.